the creepy tales of Hollow Hills. We will journey deep into the legends of this awkward little town. Today's episode, The Halloween Stranger. This podcast is presented by VCDI and TCDI. It was Halloween night in Hollow Hills, and the small town was alive with the sounds of children laughing, the rustling of leaves, and the occasional distant howl of the wind. The air was crisp, filled with the scent of autumn, and the streets were lined with glowing jack-o'-lanterns, their flickering faces casting eerie shadows. Maggie, a teenager who has outgrown trick-or-treating, decided to stay home and hand out candy while her parents attended a Halloween party. She enjoyed the thrill of watching horror movies and seeing the little kids in their costumes. Her house, located at the edge of town, was one of the oldest, with the creaky wooden floors and an attic that had always given her the creeps. As the night wore on, fewer and fewer trick-or-treaters came by. Maggie noticed that a thick fog had started to roll in, making the streets look like something out of one of her horror films. She shivered, wrapping her sweater tighter around her as she sat by the front door, waiting for any late-night visitors. Just as she was about to close up for the night, there was a soft knock at the door. Maggie smiled, thinking it must be one last straggler hoping for some candy. She grabbed the bowl and opened the door. Standing there was a figure dressed in a long, tattered cloak, the hood that obscured their face entirely. That figure was much taller than any child and stood unnervingly still, saying nothing.
Nice costume,
Maggie said, trying to keep her voice cheerful.
Take as much as you like.
The figure didn't move, didn't reach out for the candy. Maggie's smile faltered as an uneasy feeling crept over her. The figure's silence was unnerving, and the longer they stood there, the more the air around them seemed to grow colder.
Are you okay?
Maggie asked, her voice trembling slightly. Suddenly, the figure tilted its head, and Maggie could hear a faint whisper, like the wind, but more sinister, emanating from beneath the hood. She strained to understand the words, but they were too distorted, too distant, as if coming from another realm. Without warning, the figure reached out with a pale skeletal hand, grabbing Maggie's wrist with a grip like ice. She gasped, dropping the candy bowl, its contents scattering across the porch. In a panic, Maggie tried to pull away, but the figure's grip tightened, and the whispering grew louder and more insistent. Her heart raced as she stared into the darkness of the hood, where two glowing crimson eyes suddenly appeared, piercing through her very soul. Just as she was about to scream, the figure's mouth stretched into a wide, unnatural grin, revealing rows of sharp, jagged teeth. Figure let out a bone-chilling laugh, a sound that echoed through the night. Maggie wrenched herself free, stumbling backwards into the house. She slammed the door shut, her breath coming in short, terrified gasps. She fumbled with the lock, her hands shaking uncontrollably. But when she finally turned around, the figure was standing right behind her. Inside the house, its glowing eyes and wicked grin the last thing she saw before the lights went out. The next morning, Maggie's parents returned home to find the house empty, the door ajar, and a single tattered cloak lying on the floor by the front door. Maggie was never found, but on every Halloween night since, a figure in a tattered cloak has been seen wandering the streets of Hollow Hills, silently searching for its next victim.